Morning, not afternoon, good morning time. I'm in outside in one park in Lekşebol, so maybe there is a wind blowing. You may feel a little bit noises. So I'm going to read the first bodhicitta prayers. If you cannot hear, I can put my earphone. I think it's okay. May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. So, for little while, you can contemplate it. I have to move now the table. I think it's more in silent area. Okay, now quick reading. I prostrate to the Guru's precious jewel and spiritual friend, Yidam Deities and the Three Jewels. I supplicate to you, my crown jewel, while being my crown ornament. Please look upon my shameless mind. For phony practitioners who lack dharma and have a shameless wrong intentions, I'm giving advice as a remedy. This will help you long. If you do not expose your faults, you will not understand your dealt. If you don't listen to loving advice, you'll just get worse and worse. Your present sufferings all occurs because you have done wrongs in your past lives. The fault is yours. Prepare to bear hardship. Do not take the moral high ground. All pains and the pleasure of this of the present depends on karma from the past. So you do not have any choice. Whatever happens, make it your friend. The pleasures of this life are fleeting. If you want lasting happiness, you must willingly accept all the mineral sufferings of this life. Even the tiniest present pains can exhaust sufferings from past deeds and become pleasure in the future. So cultivate joy for suffering. Adversity is the spiritual friend. Obstacles inspire spiritual practice. Suffering is a broom of misdeeds. Don't be upset or view them as a misfortune. Fame is flattery of the morals. Respect is the lasso of the fetters. Good fortune is luck to spiritual practice. Do not view poison as medicine. If you don't cut through the idea of project, whatever you do, you will never be happy. For those who see through their own projections, misfortune appears as a friend. If you aren't embarrassed by your own mind, others' rebukes are illusion. Do not listen to others' words. Instead, make your own mind the judge. Don't build yourself up in this life using dharma to deceive in acting. Deceive by acting counter to dharma, as if that were dharma. Put the worldly out of your mind. Of the true fame and the bounty in this life and the dharma that helps in the next, do not just do whatever comes up, or else whatever carries you away. Definitely practice the dharma for the next. Nothing is rarer than an entourage with the faith and the respect. Nothing is worse than a scoundrel for a leader. Do not act like a big wag, admired by all. Grasp the humble aspect of lowliness. By your lowliness, you are the lowest in the world, being envious and competitive towards others with merit, while unashamed of your own fault is mistake. Without reversing from deep within, desire of appearance, sensory object, do not act to deceive lay people by faking a wish to be venerable. Useless, unless you have a convictions in your mind about the sutra and the tantras the Buddha taught, do not be proud and delude yourself by clinging to jargon and words. Ingrained from beginless time, misconceptions are not discarded at once, so do not expect excellence too soon. Develop your mind gradually. Doing studies competitively, being a teacher for fame, and speaking with the pride of wanting to be erudite, think, can these three be dharma? It's a question. It can see the three become a dharma. There is no benefit in teaching others what hasn't risen in your own mind. You should be ashamed of yourself. So do not sell the true dharma for gain. Not feeling truly weary with the world, you keep the eight concerns in your heart, and feign renunciation to others. Do not grumble so much. Your mouth has a great faith inside you have a little. While thinking you will do something, you have grown old. You are quick to start but slow to mature. Meditate on being disgusted with yourself. These are all the encourage true foundation from the true kind of aspiration for liberation. That is the main essence. Just as the nature of fire is hot, the nature of beings is to have fault. Instead of thinking others' flaws, consider your own and give them up. The behavior of a Mahaguru, Mahayana Guru, may not look good on the outward side, but you don't know their innermost thoughts. So do not ponder the Guru's fault. Any thought in your mind is clear and unobstructed, unobscured to the Buddha's wisdom. Don't let bad thoughts that would offend the Yidam deity stir in your mind. Like sight the people among the blend. The Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, the Buddha and the Bodhisattvas always see with the unobscured vision. Do not behave badly in private. Ordinary beings are hard to please from familiarity. Instead of your quality, they see your fault and criticize you. Practice in solitude. All parents, children, nieces and nephews, cousins and relatives in this life are like travelers arriving and leaving in inn. In your own mind, do not feel related. When you leave empty-handed and naked, the poor, you still leave things behind. You will still leave things behind. Don't gather things by doing wrong. From deep within, commit to begging. This is especially for the monk-like life. You have no power to stay forever in this tall houses that you built. So don't do pointless construction work. Keep to mountain retreats. When the unmarried get married, children they don't need are born. There will have to be shameless beggars. Don't listen to bad advice to take a spouse. Great beings who are free of desire have no need for karma mudra. When the mind is mixed with desire, the mudra will lead you to the two lower realms. Don't look at inferior's bad examples, the causes of non-dharmic behavior. Instead, see them as a deserving compassion and follow the Mahasiddha's footprint. And then skillfully give up negative friend, follow exalted spiritual friends with the learning and the venerable qualities who have give up the world. with the wish fulfilling jewel, blessings come from the respect in your heart. Have a favorite devotion for the deities, the gurus, and the three jewels. So we already finished this part. And then new parts. The guides The spiritual friends show you unmistaken path, make the instructions they have taught into your core practice. So it said, generally people bothered by having too much desire about something. So you desire not fulfilled, then frustration, anger comes. So for this renunciation, it's naturally have a balanced mind, not because of you necessarily have to kind of, of course, you have to sleep or eat or normal general kind of needs. Rest is not bothering too much in your mind when you have a renunciation. So people who taught these teachings, not only renunciation, but also loving compassion, bodhicitta, the emptiness, and also Buddha nature, these whole system of teaching, then you consider that those are spiritual guide or spiritual friend, shows your unmistaken path. So then it said, make the instruction they have taught into your core practice. It means after understanding this, then we still have not finished yet, because understanding is the first layer we should cultivate, and second is to apply in daily life gradually, by your own pace. You can change your, by just reading, already people are changing each time. Maybe not specific one verses or something, but overall, the people receiving more knowledge or more aspect of things, then you get more kind of angle and whole picture of the more diverse understanding. Then gradually the mind become more flexible, and there are more ways, gates, to kind of express, and a way to think to become more mature mind. So here said instructions are very important. Memorize these instructions, and then to practice it. When you really have this kind of environment or in that mode, you can think of those teachings and apply in your mind, and then you have a much stable and compassionate aspect of mind. And then there, of course, there are a lot of these instructions, different levels of different ways, but generally it's you can put those into in renunciation, compassion, bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta means emptiness, understand of shunyata, and these are the instructions. And by learning well with the intelligent, the basket of Buddha's teachings, free yourself of unknowing and doubt. Study while you are young. So in this three basket is Buddha's teaching. Let's see. Three basket is, first is Vinaya, or higher training of discipline. And the sutra is the higher training of meditation. And Abhidharma teachings, the higher training of wisdom. So these teachings, you can say, not necessarily clear cut, that Buddha sutra, of course, have including the Vinaya. sutra is Vinaya is more self-discipline. The very large section of Buddha's teaching, it belongs to sutra actually. So you can say sutra. The three, let's say Tripitaka, so-called Tripitaka. Although it's a sutra already covered the three of these aspects of wisdom, meditation, and discipline. Then the Vinaya teaches more discipline and also cooperate with meditation. And then the Shastra or Abhidharma, that part is the more comparative studies and methods and a lot of analyzation. So what is the wisdom, how you understand view? So these very important. So Mipa Rinpoche says that through the Vinaya, one overcome negative conduct. Through sutra, one overcome doubt. There are many healthy, unhealthy, reasonable, unreasonable doubt with uncertainty, doubt with negative emotions, doubt because not knowing doubt harmful or benefit of doubt. So these, but anyway, these are the doubt. And through learning of Shastras or the vast explanations, then one can overcome faulty views. Free yourself unknowing and doubt. Study while you are young. So sometimes people very young, not much interested about philosophy and study practice, some dry, boring, and felt they need some immediately fresh and exciting, interest things. And there are no enough patience to study much. And of course, also the words and jargons, these are the sometimes block way, their way to study. Blocks their way to study. And normal curriculum in modern schools not including these personal trainings, so they don't have a chance to study actually. When they become adult, these then they are so very busy, not much time to practice or do something. Some people do dedicate it due to many reasons, coincidence, karma related kind of activity. Some are naturally more drawn to these teachings, but the rest, I think, less accessible material things also before internet developed this kind of level. And everybody has devices like a cell phone. And now is most convenient time, but many people don't have time or not much value, not valuing these texts very important, or simply because so much activity is going on, so they just highly pay attention very little. Let's say they have a few of opportunities or pay less attention to these things because people need to make money or something. If you say, I'm practicing whole day meditation, are you sick or are you doing something? They felt you are wasting your time for some people who not knowing the benefit or the liberation idea about the whole life, how you view us. See things as it is, how you kind of put your mind, spirit, soul, or any kind of which directions. There is a called go home, right? And then means the physical body has a place to rest. Similarly, we are universal travelers of the spirit mind, that where you put the mind into home, that is very important. But when you are healthy and young, many people don't think that way. So this is a suggestion, is it practice if possible, young, as young, you should learn philosophy very young. Now, philosophical class also maybe in a high school or university, not much in the middle school and the more young school, the kindergarten, these. But actually, very young time, we should have some idea about philosophy, Western, Eastern philosophy, all very useful, beneficial. Many psychological problems can be solved, can be cleared away by understanding philosophy. If you can practice meditation, much helpful, much helper, much healthier. So then, let's see. If you are not cared, if you are not cared for by a great friend, just as a shadow, shady pot leaks from its base, your defiled mind is forgetful, so guard it by contemplating what you are, what you have listened to. So they said, if you are not, the Dharma itself, source of knowledge taught by Buddha, and also lineage masters have a lot of development in different aspects of clarifying the teaching. These are very important. So the Tripitaka, the one, like this discipline is like a conduct, right? Discipline itself is wisdom that also apply into reality, real life is the basic spirit or as the guidance you should play into your life with the help of Vinaya. Vinaya is like a freeway. There are signs and make people safe in traveling. If you are climb mountain, then rope. And these are the safety equipment is like Vinaya. With this, you have Vinaya go with all practice view together. Actually, Vinaya has the also levels of view too. For example, in Theravadan tradition or basic vehicle of Buddha Dharma, you should have a view as a selflessness view. You can systematically analyze what is the body and the mind. And so many wrong, let's see, many different so like a God create everything. These maybe you can see more clearly through study of that view of emptiness and selflessness. And action is the do not harm. Means do not harm even any lives of with the consciousness. This life including insect or any possible to reduce the harmfulness from your side. Physically, verbally, mentally, do not thinking about how to harm, avoid them harm. think if you are doing this, just harming others, disturbing others, so try to avoid this. This is a conduct. Try to avoid any harm. And if these carries like don't killing, not stealing, these can turn virtues, five Pratimoksha vows for monk, like more than 200, 253, for nuns also like these few hundreds, same like these. So the conduct, the view and the conduct have to be cooperate. Like these are one a system itself. It's a system. So Mahayana is same. Mahayana has the view of Shunyata. Shunyata and the same selflessness have a different aspect of great vastness. One is just in order to tame one's own mind, you have to understand the selflessness that completely kind of eliminate all emotions. But for the sake, not only not harming others, but also help all sentient beings, then you have to understand the emptiness of all things, not only selflessness, but also there's no essential intrinsic reality or solidity existed in all kind of every phenomenon. So this is called the shunyata, great emptiness. Understand this with the bodhicitta practice, the immeasurable love, immeasurable compassion, immeasurable equanimity, immeasurable rejoice, and also six paramita. generosity, self-discipline, patience, diligence, meditation, wisdom, these, similarly, like, the basic vehicle, which you have to study the 12 dependent origination, and the four truths, four noble truths, these, and vast, like Abhidharma teachings too. So in Mahayana, they have two aspects of study and cultivation. One is the paramita beyond wisdom, going beyond, and the vast conduct. That means the action carried by bodhisattva's aspiration. These. So for Vajrayana and also too, the main understanding cooperate with the Mahayana, Mahayana has with the bodhisattva vows. Theravada, the basic vehicle with the Pratimoksha vows. And in Vajrayana, there is a Vajrayana vows too. These are disciplines, self-discipline. Then with the view of pure mind, pure vision, with the conduct about the everything is just a play, full play of all phenomenon. So you see them phenomena as illusion. Maybe an illusion, maybe not right or completely right words, but it's radiant energy play. It's an illusion, actually. It said, the song. So with these three, one wants to practice these three basic vehicle, Mahayana and Vajrayana, then you have to understand these three levels of view, conduct, and the training. Then you can apply. Then if there are the self-discipline part, there's a little bit to, cancel each other, conflict in certain details. Then you have to understand the higher now the training is absorbing the lower level of Vinaya. So you should apply into higher understanding. And then when say successfully can understand the whole teaching of Buddha, because Buddha taught based on the people's able, how they capable to understand things. And then like engineer talking about too many public place, he wanted to build the Golden Gate Bridge and everyone gathering in one place. And then he said many kind of idea or plans many people may not understand, but some people working with steel and brakes and maybe electric and many things, if you, when you hear some part of their specific job, then they understand guided by a engineer. But other people, under some other people, trained people understand all taught by Buddha, everything. Some people may not have a same understanding, but partial understanding, and very useful for their own kind of environment and functions. And then you can move on from one section to another section, from unknowing to knowing. You can progress, improve. Similarly, some are Buddha taught in a more tame one's desire aspect of teachings. Some are more angry, easily to kind of have a rash, rage version. Then these Buddha in order to transform their mind, Buddha taught systematic teachings on something. And basically all these are from ignorance, so the Buddha taught wisdom. And some are complicated methods, some are much easier to apply. These all according to the people who approaching Buddha, and what kind of sometimes Buddha taught one thing, everybody understand differently. So those happens. So anyway, so here it said when if you are not cared by the great friend or spiritual friend, just as if you without receiving teachings, then self-study, if you have a past life, some virtuous karma possible, but the rest, most of people need a teacher. So then once you receive teaching, maybe easily forget. If you don't practice, don't use it, you lose it. That is same as the language and the other practice too. So then they said, so guard it by contemplating what you have listened to. So that means after we listen, we contemplate, then we practice, use in real life. With all the powers in your being, you keep clearly without any stain. The precious training in discipline, the cause of gaining a precious human body. Then this is generally said. There are many causes for gaining human precious life, human body. But it said one crucial important is to self-discipline. So self-discipline is very important. self-discipline, for example, many sentient beings in lower realms, they don't have a powerful communication the capabilities, and in higher realms of existence, they have a much easier than even a human being. Human being need to say something words and sometimes misunderstood. This happens often, but in some realms, you just think they understand you. But anyway, here what we're talking about is if you stop killing, then the consequences of killing aspect of a mind will be kind of liberated from that. If you don't stop killing now, then this killing habit, it will continue to future lives. Then, they said, what you give, what you get back. When you can too much anger, or then you have easily find someone to fight. Similarly, if you lie around, lie to people too much, then people also lie to you, or like nobody trust. This happens. So the rest is same. If you say, stealing also too, people may stealing back, or not only this life and the future lives. If you don't stop, then stealing the habits will continue, or no matter you are wealth or poor, then one day you also lock in the jail or prison cells or possible due to stealing. May find people revenge and beat up, or many things happens. So if you are not you decide not to be angry, not to saying bad things to people, you decide not to kind of stealing these, then so this bothering situation won't happen to you. You are more safe, more happy inside, from inside out. You're peaceful, no fear, no anxiety, feel like stable mind. Similarly, the basic discipline make less trouble some in life. He said, if you want to find object to satisfy yourself, different thousands of desires, thousands types of desires, it's difficult. You have to spend your time, energy, mind, money, or a lot of consequences from those. But one can tame one's own mind of desire, then you are free man, a woman, a free woman. You are the master of your own kind of happiness. You won't become a slave of any desire. So it's a tame one desire thought is much easier than the shooting troubles all the time through the created by desire. So not only desire, the rest is like that. Doubt these, sometimes people think discipline, let's see, maybe the doubt itself, maybe not really part of too much about discipline. But of course, if you see virtuous thing, you doubt about virtuous result or virtue itself, meaning of virtuous, and doubt about wisdom could be, then how you can, through study, of course, it's the best way to study. And also have to worry about benefit and the harmful side of doubt. Sometimes too much doubt, there is no hope for, and no live by, nothing to live by, nothing kind of you can, the path you can go. Too much doubt in end up like no much benefit, you know, a lot of harms. You are not dedicated to any kind of approach, but wandering still, wandering too much, then nothing to be believed in, nothing to be hoped for, nothing to be lived by. So then it's no good. But some doubt can make people study and curiosity and find truth. Furthermore, you can put more effort like that. So then next, they stir up the mind and harm the body. They are condemned by the learned and the venerable. They are origin of all wrongs. Give up alcohol and sex. For modern society, maybe a little bit difficult. We can reduce that amount or quantity or these things, not harming body by using drugs or alcohol, any food addictions, these problems. You can try to balance yourself and to kind of measure how much you can handle. But for monks, these, of course, then you study these, then it's you no more able to be in the monk community. For human beings, community is very important, or friendship, these. Otherwise, when people may lose the spirit to decency to stay, for many people become difficult psychological problems because of a divorce or because of a relative close one passed away, or some issues or financial issues or health issues, these problems. But with the help of a support of a community, and then you, of course, sometimes people who you think it's friends or some, but they judge you and ask you too much, and then they may have a very good intention, but end up you have a conflict with them. They have a good intention, but the words or the method is not very smart, so make other people angry and felt don't want to associate with the people or don't want to communicate. This happens like a young children with a teenager family, with the family parents, teenagers with their parents, and any people, you know, anybody, because you criticize them, then some people have this mind. They understand their greed is from us in aspect of it. You have a very great intention. So although you said right or wrong, they accept you as a good intention and they care about them. But some people may have a more thinking about you are always finding my faults, but you are not perfect person too, like that. So then you should be careful of you saying too much. Let them kind of figure out their own kind of path. That's much better. So anyway, so these, you said that the learned and the venerable means they usually very care, the very much cautious about these things, how things are harming the body of self, harming of mind, self and others. So how to, of course, we have a mind and body. So how you kind of become healthy mind and a healthy physical physiology, the physical body become healthy. It said there are many other reasons to become one, become healthy and unhealthy too. But, the, intoxication and the sex is a problem. You should kind of cautious about these same things. I heard this morning in Tibetan communities in the U.S., as there are particular cases, some because of a drug issue or alcohol issue, then like difficult to, how to say, rest of community, they are not having so much engagement with the rest of community as usual, due to alcohol issue or something. Then they don't want to see them. And the parents try to find them for years. Sometimes they found in a different city, but this person don't want to communicate with anybody they know. So this happened, I think, due to psychological some kind of imbalance. There's some reason, but you have to kind of gently communicate. When you feel overly helpful towards the women among your disciples, desire misquarantine as compassion. Masquerading can create obstacles for Dharma. This is like when Dharma teachers who have a round student, female student, or female teachers have a male student, you have to also be careful how to kind of be with them. One side, it's right spiritual path. If they really genuinely practice Dharma, then it's good, wonderful. And then sometimes it have a personal kind of emotions comes. Then have to be careful. The best thing is to avoid kind of personal emotions. In order to kind of protect the path of spirituality. Otherwise, sometimes you can heard of the teacher student some relationship, and after the opposite, and then some people try to kind of criticize teacher or teachings, or due to anger some problems coming to these communities, different community. Especially, I think this past 5 years, this heard a lot of these things. Maybe not a lot, but I think some are quite famous people. Maybe some are not, but once in a while you can heard about the issue of these things. So from teacher side, it said you should be kind of not come with a desire. Desire masquerading like as a compassion means driven by desire but appear as a compassion. That is not good. Or acting or seemingly like put a show of compassion but driven by actual desire. Then these are blocks that can create obstacles for both sides of person practice Dharma. Try to avoid those things is best. And some people may, because people maybe not the human psychology, is complicated and sophisticated. If you think you value one thing, you naturally like something. It's like that happens. But also we can say through studying Dharma, purely the renunciation, compassion, and understand the view of emptiness. If you stick in a system constantly like assisting or constantly sticking this on this path, then you will be safe. If you think Dharma practice is wonderful, but then human politics and also worldly view and the worldly values system bring into your practice and the community, try to kind of use those strategy or methods in that particular Dharma community, then many problems comes. So it's a rely on really all individual to have a genuine kind of aim for practice. It's just purifying your mind, avoiding harming others, improve your kind of own body, speech, and mind, kind of a gate towards liberation. Liberation itself is important. Everything happened negatively by driven by ego, self-centered emotions. Then all the like accuses or many kind of reasons you can gather into make yourself righteous, but it doesn't really go too far. So these things, and then conquer the enemy afflictions who create suffering for you. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Rose the pride and the confidence. So I said, gone to this Dharma practice, one should really raise what's it called, the eight path, right, proper path, right, eight right approach, correct view, conduct, meditation, these all of the right livelihood, right speech, right kind of a contemplation. These are very important. And similarly, said afflictions are not that terrified kind of situation. It's terrible kind of unconquerable things. Affliction is just the illusion of mind. All our mind issue is just rising and falling back or ceasing in the mind. So when do not like overwhelmed by called afflictions or the suffering or anything like that, but one should think of once you have understand the nature of mind, and once you understand the all constructive destructive happened by emerged by a different way of thinking and aspect of cleaning. So then you can transform those elements. The main kind of energy will be transformed. So one should kind of rose the pride of happy to have now I have this Dharma. A sharp sword can cut any illusion right away with the confidence. So it said, ignorant is just easily transformed from, let's say this, waking and ignorance, these are ignorance not exist solid, and ignorance have no roots in the mind. It's just like a sky covered by cloud. Sky didn't really harm or touch, manipulated by cloud. It's like a dust in a surface of a mirror. They can block the reflection, power of a reflection, but didn't really harm temporary. This reflection, they covered by dust. But dust itself cannot harm to kind of a completely destroy the reflection from the mirror. Capability of mirror is the reflection. So similarly, temporary cover, temporarily kind of existed, that is called ignorance. Ignorance is not our core kind of section, core quality of mind. It's just of the temporary kind of pierce. I think we can stop here now. May the lives of the glorious master be secure, and may all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and sweetly reach enlightenment. And also, all you should, you have time to do some a daily exercise, very important. I also am doing this exercise. So today is my first time come out to park and to have an hour class. And I felt very, very convenient and also serene, peaceful. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.